Hi, I'm Adam Burton, and this is the Daily Devo. Today is Friday, November 19, 2021. This week's Bible memory verse is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. In 1794 is the signing of the Jay Treaty, the treaty officially known as the Treaty of Amity, Commerce, and Navigation, between the Britannic Majesty and the United States of America, was signed between representatives of the United States and Britain. It called for the British to surrender northwestern posts to the U.S. and for them to consider the United States as a most favored nation for trade between the two countries. In 1943 is the Janowski Camp Uprising. The concentration camp in occupied Poland was set up in 1941. In November 1943, in anticipation of the advancement of Soviet troops, the Nazis tried to evacuate the camp and used the inmates to remove traces of executions and mass killings in the past. On this day, the inmates staged an uprising and attempted to escape. Most escapees, however, were recaptured and killed. In 1969 is Pelé's 1,000th goal. The Brazilian footballer, often considered to be the greatest athlete of the 20th century, made his 1,000th professional goal against Vasco da Gama at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. In 1969 is the second moon landing. The second spacecraft to land on the moon, Apollo 12, was the sixth manned flight of NASA's Apollo program. Crew members Charles Conrad Jr. and Alan L. Bean became the third and fourth humans to step on the surface of the moon. The first two were Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And in 1977, the Egyptian president Anwar Sadat visits Israel. Sadat was the first Arab head of state to visit Israel and address the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. His visit came under severe criticism both in Israel and in the Arab world. Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1978 for their attempts to bring a resolution to the Arab-Israeli conflict. And now you know what happened on this day in history. Meditate on this scripture passage today from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devo. I will see you on Monday. God bless.